all the time. Yes, see, and you know what? We say that, but I want you to know that's not a cliche. When we really say, and I know sometimes people just say, oh, you know, God is good all the time. But he really is. Why is he good? Because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Things change. People change. Circumstances change. And they change without notifying you that they're going to change. Am I right about it? But one thing we can know, that God is the same in the good times and the bad times and the high times and the low time. He says, I am that I am God. And above me, there is no other. And so even when you're going through your valley, guess what? He's still God. And all you got to know is I'm walking through it, because this valley did not come to stay. I'm coming up out of here. So you got on, am I right about it, Pastor Alex? Now, if I'm not right, he's going to correct me. But when you're going through something, you got to have the mindset to know this too shall pass. It shall pass. It shall pass. I speak that to myself all the time. As a matter of fact, I look in the mirror and I talk to myself. And I encourage myself. There are times I can't find Pastor Judy. I may not be able to find Pastor Alex or Pastor Tanya, but I have to. I'm with myself all the time. So I just talk to myself and I say, self, you know what? You're going to be okay. You are right right now. You don't have to wait till things look better. It's better by faith already. Because the Bible says, I can call those things that be not as though they were. Amen? Somebody needed that little nugget today. So receive that. Whoever's here, receive that. So I'm honored today to be here. I'm thanking you, Pastor Alex, for giving me this platform. He says some mighty great things about me, so I hope I can measure up to that. But I'm so thankful for what God is doing in my life. I really am. God is a good God. And so let me just tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Iva Spooner, and I'm all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. I've been living here in Sioux Falls for about, 17, going on 18 years. I didn't come here because they were putting me out. I came here because the Lord was directing my steps and said, like he said to Jed Clampett, move away from here. Move away from here. So I obediently followed him, and here I am. And I've been here, and I've enjoyed my journey. It's been good. It's been good. They haven't always been easy, but it's been good, because I know I'm in the right place. And because I'm in the right place, guess what? God has to bless me. Because I always remind them, Pastor, I didn't ask you to take me from New Orleans. You told me to leave. And so since you told me to leave, you must provide for me here. And he has always done that. And so God is truly good. I'm the mother of four daughters. Oh, my oldest daughter's in the back, Sharita. Hey, look at Sharita. Wave your hand, Sharita. So she came to critique me. That's why she's here. She want to make sure when I get home, she's going to say, you know, mother, you should have said that and you shouldn't have said that. But I got the microphone, so it's all good. And so, she's my oldest daughter, and she's 40-something years old. And 48. 48. Look at me. Come on. So, yeah, and I have another daughter, Bridget. She's 40, going on 41. And I have another daughter, Jermaine, who is 38, almost 39. And Michelle, who will be 30. How old are you, Pastor Allie? She's going to be 34, because y'all the same age. That's how I can remember that. And I have 9 grandchildren. So the Lord has really blessed me. I am a single mom. I've been a widow for at least 22 years. And I can truly say that God is good. Amen. He takes care of widows. Amen. Amen. He blessed widows. And so every time there's a need, I say, okay, Daddy, there it is. And he supplies. And so I love him today. He is the love of my life. And I really don't just say that just to say that. He is the love of my life. It's in him I live, and it's in him I move, and it's in him that I have my being. There is no other one greater than him. He supplies my every need. Amen? And so I have a short word for you. I won't be long, but I'll be finished when I'm finished. Okay? That's something we pastors say. You don't get the privilege to say that. But I want to talk to you today about something that I love talking about, and it's called love. How many of you ever been in love? Let me see the showing of hands. Few people in the house. Few people have been in love. Man, I've been in love. Love is good. I don't care what they say. Love is good. I stick with what God says. If I were to ask the question today, what is love? I'm sure that I would get a lot of different answers. Everybody had their own definition of what love truly is. When I was about 15 years old and had my first boyfriend, man, I thought I was in love. Because when I saw him, I got goose pimples. When I saw him, my heart started palpitating. Didn't know if I was having a heart attack or what. So surely I had to be in love. Just wanted to look in his eyes at 15 years old. Just love. I thought he was the one. But he vanished quickly. So he was not the one. Many people would say, well, love is, oh, we have adult sex. Can I talk to you today? That's why Pastor Alex asked me to come. He just said, Pastor Ivy, you got it. Some people say love is sex. Well, I'll say maybe, a little part. But I want to say to you today, what happens if you base love on sex? What happens when there is no sex, no love? No sex, no love. Many people today with different answers and different opinions from a whole lot of people. The world we live in today have changed. Many of you are young. I'm looking at a young crowd that are blessed, and then yet I say you're blessed, but you don't know how the world used to exist, Pastor Alex. And sometimes I wonder what the world will look like when my grandchildren get to be 20. I pray for them because our world is vastly changing. Changing every day. What we call love according to the social media is not love at all. What we see on TV does not define love. I don't care what the Kardashian family say. It's not love. Well, I know I'm messing with you, but it's not love. Love is what I like to say that my parents had for each other. My father and my mother, who raised 11 children, 7 girls and 4 boys, and had a father that worked hard to provide for his family, and my mother that prayed for her children and had God at the center of their home. I equate that with love. Love. Knowing my father until he died. Knowing my mother honored her vows that said, until death do us part. When they didn't play one against the other. Love. When my father was the head of the house, Pastor Alex, and my mom, you know how kids, they always try to get to mom. Because moms, for me, represent Jesus Christ. Jesus have a lot of mercy. God didn't have mercy. Am I right about it? He was very stern. In the scripture, when the children were teasing, Elijah, saying, you old bald head, guess what? Some bears came and ate up the children. God didn't have no grace. He had no grace, but thank God for grace and mercy through Jesus Christ. And so when we children would try to play against and get on the weak side of my mother and say, Mom, and she'd say, ask your dad. Because what she was saying, he has the last say-so in this house. And because they loved each other, my mom knew how to get close to him without us children knowing. Sometime behind our back, she would say, no, honey, you know, maybe you ought to let him do that. But they did it amongst themselves, not playing one against the other. Our world has changed, and it's changing all the time. And we that know Jesus Christ have to be aware of a changing world. We can't change with the world with our views on what defines love. The Bible has this definition of what true agape love is. And that's what I want to talk about today. Marriages are falling apart. It was unheard of in my day, Pastor Alex. It was just unheard of. But now it has crept into the church. And that's not to put anybody under condemnation. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes people need to be apart before they kill up one another. Am I right? Sometimes things happen. But it does not negate the fact that Jesus called us to love. Love is a high commodity to me. It's very precious. I tell my children this, and I tell them this all the time. I have never had a relationship, Pastor Alex, that I can say that I've fallen out of a relationship with one person. Because Jesus have taught me how to love. Haven't always agreed with them. We don't have to agree on everything, but we love each other. The Bible talks about the great love story between Jonathan and David. They were like this. They were in each other's face. They loved each other. And the Bible declared that their hearts and their souls were knitted together. So much so that when Jonathan's father, Saul, wanted to hurt David, he would step in. He went against his father for his friend. We're talking about love to death do us part. And a lot of times we just want to say that's between man and woman. But it can be between good relationships, good friends that has my back. I got their back, and they have my back. I like to say this lady here, Sister Pat, we were getting ready to go out. They were going out to eat. I said, y'all go. And I'll meet you when I get there. If y'all there when I'm finished, you're there. If not, I'm okay. This is not in my message, Pat. But the Holy Spirit just called me to remember. I met you over 17 years ago. Never had a cross word. We love each other. So much so that if she's in need, she got it. If I'm in need, I have it. Because we love each other, and she wants the best for me, and I want the best for Pat. That's what love is. That's what love is. And that's what the Lord have commissioned us to do. Love ye one another. Love ye one another. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. This is the love chapter, and I bring you nothing new. Just may have a little different twist on it. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, beginning at the fourth verse. Listen to what the Bible says about love. I'm not worrying about what other people are saying what love is. Let's see what the word is the final authority. It's what he says. And what he says can never be revoked. Amen? The Bible says, love or charity. Love suffereth long. It's long suffering. It's long-suffering, people. It's not in and out today. And tomorrow you have something else to say. Pastor Alex, I've lived long enough now in the church. Church people are funny people. They say something today and tomorrow, totally different. Oh, I've been around the church a long time. I've observed what happens with church people. Not the word, I'm talking about church people. Oh, I have people to say, Pastor Ivor, you the best. And I say, So mad they come. So mad they come. Oh, Pastor Judy, I'll never leave you. This is the best church in the whole wide world. So mad they come. It's just the nature of people. But love, the Bible says, suffer it long. Long. People that get married. Pastor Alex, you've been married X amount of years. I know you love Tanya more today than you did when you first met her. Because that love has been perfected. It suffers long. It suffers long. It has to perfect itself. Am I right about it? It's able to bear. When you're telling me about you can't go through nothing in relationship, you're not able to bear anything. You're not able to suffer anything. But love is suffering. Jesus suffered bled and died for his church. Humiliated, criticized, talked about. We can't stand to be talked about. I didn't like that dress Pastor Ivor had on. Who cares? I thought it looked pretty good on me today. I'm okay with it. And I'm really okay with your opinion. I really am. I'm not a baby. I don't get bent out of shape because you had a bad day. Love suffers long. Ask any woman that has given birth. Oh, yes. Oh, listen, honey. Listen, make up your mind. You're going to be there for some hours. You're going to be there some hours. So just bring your little suitcase and some snacks and get your pillow and all of that stuff because you're going to be there. Why? Because you're getting ready to produce something and you're producing out of love. Love suffered long and you're able to bear it. You're able to bear it. Love is kind. It's kind. I don't understand people that never have anything kind to say about nobody. Anybody. The only people right is your four and no more. The only people right is your four and no more. Never have, you know what? It's a beautiful day. What's beautiful about it? Just never have anything kind to say. You know, I like Sister So-and-so. Yeah, but you don't know her like I know. I don't want to know her like you know her. What I know is what I know. And that's all I want to know. I think she's sweet. I think he's wonderful. Well, you ought to know. I don't want to know. Love is kind. Kind words. Love is quick to hear, but slow to speak. I don't have to speak on every conversation. Sometimes I just need to listen. I don't need to put my opinion on everything. Just be kind. Just be loving. Just be gracious. I believe it's the fruit of the Spirit. If we're going to walk this thing out called Christianity, we're going to have to look like him. That's what the world out there is looking for. We can talk a good game in here. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is good all the time. But on your job, what are you saying? What are you saying on your job when you're with your coworkers? What's coming out of your mouth when you're on your job? Are you talking about everybody? Love is kind. That's the attribute of our Father. Love is not envious. Let it go. It's not envious. I don't want what everybody else have. I don't want to drive what everybody else have. I just want to drive what I want to drive. Is that all right with you? Yes. I don't want to live in the same house everybody else live in. I really don't. I just want what I want. And I'm not envious when you get something. I'm going to rejoice with you. Amen. Well, you know, that's nice, but. What's the but? Take your butt out of it. That's what's wrong. You got too many buts. Watch the people that always got something to say, but. Because see, when you say that, my ears perk up. I start really hearing and I start seeing who you really are. Pastor Tanya, she's just what, but. I don't want to hear no buts. Take your butt out of it. Love is not envious. It's not spiteful. It's not being grudgeful. Come on, church. That's who we are. Am I right about it, Pastor Alex? See, I haven't been saved all my life. I know you think I have, but I haven't been saved all my life. The Lord just saved me about 40-something years ago, and I'm so happy that he did. I really am. I'm happy. I'm not sad, and I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying my journey with Jesus, and he's not finished with me. There's more, and there's more. And all he wants to give me more is for me to give him more. And so I just keep giving him more of me. And I keep saying, less of me, God, more of you. Because I can get a bad attitude. I can, but I choose not to. I just want to walk in love. I just want to be who I'm called to be, Pastor Alex. That's all. And you know what? You know who really know who you really are? The people that live with you. I'm sorry to say, but they the ones live with you. They the one hear you. They the one know when you slam your, hit your toe that you don't say Jesus. They the one. Pastor Alex not there. Well, it's truth anyhow. Let's be real. I love real stuff. I don't like phony stuff. I don't like phony handbags. Gucci, give me the real Gucci. Now, I'm just talking about me. I'm not trying to get hurt you. I'm just talking about me. I want the real Louis Vuitton. So since if I don't have it, let me just go to JCPenney's or wherever till I get it. Okay? I ain't going to fake it till I make it. Just ain't going to fake it till I make it. I like the real stuff. The real deal. That's who we are. And whether you know it or not, people know the real you. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God no time at all. No time. And it's time for the church of the living God to be who they're called to be. We do all right in these walls here. We do all right. But it's out there is where the rubber hits the road. Amen? Love is not envious. It's not grudgeful. Love does not vaunt itself. And it's not all puffed up. When you see that, you see pride. You see arrogance. Something that the Lord hates is pride. The Bible says, humble yourself. Don't ask God to humble you. You don't want him to humble you. He said, humble yourself. Don't have me to humble you because you might not like it. Am I right about it? So he's give you and I an opportunity to say, humble yourself in the sight of God. Bring yourself to him and say, Lord, here am I. I got a problem. I got this arrogant thing on me. I don't like it. I don't like the way it look. I don't like the way it smell. I don't like the way it act. Help me. Help me, Father. Strip me that I may be pleasing in your sight. I want to be a sweet aroma that when people come and say, oh, what's that I smell? What's that? I love perfume. My birthday coming up, so I just thought I'd put a plug in. November 1st. You told me to be me, Pastor Alex. So I love good smelling stuff. Good smelling stuff. When I was a little girl, all we used was Avon. Well, I don't do Avon no more. I like the good stuff. Amen. But even in that, love does not puff itself up. Have you ever seen arrogance? It has no place in God's kingdom. Because if anybody could have been arrogant, could have been Jesus. He had it all. Left his home in glory to come to this earth and die. He could have been arrogant, but he wasn't. He had all the rights to it. So who are you? Who do you think you are, Mr. and Mrs. Big Stuff? Let it go. Just be humble. Like a little child, just be humble. Be loving, be kind. Not puffed up. We don't have to make a vain display of oneself or your self-worth. Because you know what? At the end of the day, my mother says it like this. You all just good-looking dirt. So, you just some dirt. Dark dirt. Light dirt. Not so dark. Dark, dark. Just dirt. At the end of the day, that's all. That's who we are. We make it up. We fix it up. But we just dirt. So don't think so highly of yourself. Don't put yourself on display. If anybody needs to be on display, it needs to be him. that when I walk in the place, it's not Iva, but it's him. So when I walk in, he's in here. He possessed this vessel. And when I walk in, something has to change, because guess who just walked in? The kingdom. Glory just walked in. Just walked in. Just walked in. In the schoolroom, it just walked in. On my job, it just walked in. Because he's here. It's not me. It's the Christ that liveth. Where does he live? He liveth in me. We got to get that. We got to get that, Pastor Alex. I'm getting that more and more every day. Every day, I'm mindful of who I represent. I am an ambassador for him. You are an ambassador for him. I speak on his behalf. And I don't speak junk. I don't speak my culture. I don't speak what my mama told me or my papa told me. Sometimes what they told me was good, but sometimes it's not relevant in this day and season that we're living in. So I got to speak what he speaks. I have to say what he says. And what he says is true. Amen? Are you being blessed today? Ooh, this word is good. Man, it's helping me. Hallelujah. So it does not, it doesn't call attention to itself. Look at me. I live on the house on the hill. I got it like that. Listen, people. I just told you things are subject to change without notice. Things are subject to change without notice. The longer you live, the longer you will know things will change, and don't even notify you that it changed. You will be going to the big house on the hill, and they'd be like, what happened? You don't live there no more. Pastor Alex, I'm so mindful of that. Born and raised in New Orleans all my life, after Hurricane Katrina, and by the way, they say a storm is coming next week, and I'm supposed to be going to New Orleans. So you know what I'm praying? Lord, don't send it nowhere else. Just break it all up. Just break it up. But when Katrina came some 7 years ago, I believe it'll be 7 years next week, my life changed overnight because of Katrina. My family's life changed overnight. My mother-in-law, who had lived in a house for 50-some-odd years that built from the ground, guess what? It changed like this. Everybody's life changed overnight. All the possessions that they had, guess what? Was swept in the water. Gone. Just like that. So don't get so caught up. But thanks be unto God. You know we came out of that saying? But thanks be unto God. Not a life was lost. Oh, we can give God some praise. We can give God some glory. Because he did say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added. He didn't make things for himself. He made things for you and I. But he made you and I for him. And because God made you and I for him, he ought to be able to have all your life. Not half of it. He just ought to be able to do that. Oh, I just got to stop right there. You know, he just ought to be able to do that. What is this thing so hard that we can't live for God? Why is it so difficult? I'll tell you why. Because somewhere along the way, there's not a surrendering. When you surrender and you say, here it is, God, it's yours. Everything I have and everything I got belongs to you. Everything. I'm yours. My pocketbook is yours. Everything I possess belongs to you. Everything. I'm all yours. So work with me. Here am I. Don't have to put ourselves on display and call attention to ourselves and boast. And boast. Don't have to do that. Love does not behave itself unseemingly out of character. Sometimes I see Christians and I'm like, what is that? What? That's all. What is that? I didn't do that when I wasn't saved. Listen here. You don't know me. Oh, my God. That's a spirit, honey. Listen, you don't know us. Ooh, that should not be named among us. That's Alex. That's offensive to the Lord. I'll get you. Get you. What? You will? There has to be a difference. It just can't be a difference here in good worship. We become the worship, Pastor Alex. I love the praise team. Y'all have a wonderful praise team. I love the instruments. All of that glorify God. It magnify him. He said, let everything praise me. Let everything praise me. Let everything. And see, I'm from a city that know how to praise. We know how to get down with the get down. You strike up a chord, and baby, we get our umbrellas and our handkerchief, and we second line. Oh, we know how to dance. I love dancing. It's all in my bones. As a child, I washed dishes dancing. I loved it. It's something about music. It's an instrument. It invokes God's presence. I love music. I love music. And I love good types of music. So we know how to praise him. But see, that's something that we have that the world don't have. The world can't worship. He didn't say let everything that had breath worship me. Because the saved can worship, can praise, and the unsaved. Oh, I just won a war. I just want to give God some praise, and my mama, and my daddy, and my uncle, and my auntie, and I just praise God. We don't know if they saved or not, but they're giving God some praise. But see, when you take it a little further, the world can't worship him. Because worship him is relationship. Worship say, I put more honor on him than anything else. I put more value upon him than anything or anyone. I worship him 24/7. Not when I come to this building. Well, I love it when we come together because we make his praises glorious. I say hallelujah and you say thank you, Jesus. Somebody else say bless God. And so we do this together. And we make a glorious sound. But I don't need the praise team. The praise team don't follow me home. In my car is my worship. I get caught up in his presence because when there's somebody that say, when you think about his goodness, all you got to do is think. All you got to do is let your mind think on what he has done for you. And you'll begin to worship him. You'll begin to tell him, Father, I love you. There's no one greater. I love you with my whole heart. I don't have a divided heart. You're not a part-time lover. I'm not trying to love you just on Sunday and Monday. I don't know if I even know what the word save means. I love you every day of my life. Like my life depends on it because guess what? It does. That's why you have a pastor that preaches to you like he preached. And preaches to us because he wants you to get this thing. You got to get it. You got to get it. Pastor Allie, I'm doing okay. Love does not behave itself unseemingly, out of character. You ought to be able to talk to your brothers and sisters without all of that extra, putting the butts in it and all of that. You ought to be able to talk to your wife in a way that's not demeaning, that's not hurting, calling names. And I don't know, I'm just listening. I'm in here, I'm talking. I didn't have this written down, so I'm just going with the flow. The Holy Spirit brings something, I can go with it. You ought to not be talking to your children any kind of way that's making them feel bad and you're hurting them for the rest of their life. Love does not behave itself unseemingly or out of character. You ought to not be talking to your co-workers any old kind of way. There has to be a difference. And it's not about what you wear. Not about what you wear. It's who you are. It's who you are that represents the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? This is not the time. Hold your point. This is not the time, honey. Love does not behave itself unseemingly out of character. Think it no evil. Talk to me after service. Think it no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity and sin. When I hear something about my brother or my sister that's in the body of Christ, I don't get on the phone talking about it and just rejoicing in the fact that they've fallen. It makes me feel bad. My heart aches because I know it's a black eye to them and to the kingdom. Am I right, Pastor Alex? If one fall, we all fall. I don't like it when I hear people talk about those church people, those Christians. They're just hypocrites. The devil is a lie. I'm not a hypocrite. And you're not either. If you're walking in the things of God, and you're living according to the scripture, the best you know how, and you're asking the Lord, Lord, help me, and being honest with God, Lord, I don't have it. I'm having a struggle in this area. I tell people in my counseling when I go to Keystone, listen here. Listen up. Sometimes I have to get radical. Listen, girl. You can't stop this stuff by yourself. Because if you could stop it, you wouldn't have never got into it like that. You need his help. And you can't be playing the shots and say, well, I'm going to give him this much and this part over here I'm going to keep. Don't play no games with God. You're going to either surrender this whole thing to him or you're going to keep it until you die. And that's just the bottom line. If you want to keep it, just go on and keep it. But if you want to give it to him, he'll take it. Doesn't matter what the struggle is. Honest relationship. Honest and saying, Lord, I'm not feeling that connection with my sister like I want. Something has come in between us. But Lord, restore this. The enemy has come in. Help me to love her. Help me to love him like I once did. Help me to respect my spouse. Help me to love my children. Because love is of God. Amen? Amen. Pastor Alex, I believe if people start loving each other, they'll make your job easier. We won't have to call a pastor as much. This word will speak. It's like a mirror. It will let us know where we are and where we're in the faith or we're out of the faith. Amen?